This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, another current trend in food. Eating clean has nothing to do with the actual cleanliness of food, but rather choosing minimally processed, ethically raised foods rich in naturally occurring nutrients. I talked about this with Parkland Hospital dietitian Rachel Trammell.
The basics of clean eating are great. So include protein and whole grains with most meals that you eat.
But what is the difference between that and healthy eating to begin with, like eating from the regular food groups and all of that?
That's a really good question, because I think social media has kind of spun it out of control with all these pictures of fancy food and great smoothie bowls and acai bowls with avocado and beautiful things. But do we eat that every day? How expensive is this bowl? Probably like $15, right? Who wants to spend $15 on one bowl every day?
So are there benefits that you get from clean eating that you don't get from what we've been calling healthy or healthier eating?
If you're eating more fruits and vegetables, more whole foods like meats and nuts and seeds and grains, things like that, absolutely, you'll feel better.
Let's look at some of the steps that have been promoted for clean eating. Eat more vegetables and fruits, as you talked about.
Check. That's a good idea.
Fresh only, maybe preferably organic, I'm guessing.
That is one thing that dietitians kind of alter from the clean eating mindset, right? Because we love frozen vegetables and canned vegetables that don't have extra salt. Because when something is frozen, it's taken at the peak of its season. All that good flavor is still there. Whereas when you buy fresh, sometimes it's been sitting there a while, and fresh is good, but you can get really cheap fruits and vegetables frozen, and they're really great.
Limit processed food, not eliminate processed food, but limit.
And also, it begs the question, what is processed food, right?
Well, yeah,
because there's processed food versus ultra-processed food. When we go buy cut-up butternut squash or something that's already been done for us, that is processed food because it has been processed somehow. Is it bad? No. It's great. But ultra-processed food, like let's say box dinners, maybe mac and cheese, some frozen things, or fast food, those things are ultra-processed. And those are things we definitely need to limit.
Reading labels.
That is so important no matter what your eating philosophy is. You want to know what you're eating and what's in your food.
No refined carbs. Avoid vegetable oils and spreads. Steer clear of added sugar in any form. Limit alcohol consumption. Substitute vegetables in recipes. I guess like finely chopped cauliflower for rice, things like that.
Things like that. Or, you know, just adding grated zucchini to a recipe to bump up the fiber and the nutrient content. It's always a good idea.
Avoid packaged snack foods. Well, that's kind of like processed foods and things
like that. Kind of, depending on what the snack food is, right? So some protein bars are pretty much candy bars that have a label that says it's a protein bar, and it makes it makes you think that it's healthier.
But there's a lot of sugar in it.
Exactly. That's why you still want to read that label.
Make water your primary beverage. This is the one I wanted to get to. Choose food from ethically raised animals.
Yes.
How and where would you find this type of food?
Let's use eggs for an example. So cage-free eggs versus pasture-raised eggs versus regular everyday eggs. It can be confusing because what does that label actually mean? Regular eggs, the hens can be in a cage and not moving around. Cage-free eggs just means that they're all in one room together. They may not be able to move around, who knows. And then the pasture-raised eggs are from hens that are just roaming around in some grass.
Is there really that much of a difference?
Nutritionally speaking, not really that much of a difference. It's more an animal welfare kind of concern.
All of this really sounds expensive.
Exactly. How long could you actually continue to eat this way for a long period of time? Most people probably couldn't. Now, if we just focus on eating more whole foods like fruits and vegetables and having whole grains, things like that, you can do that pretty inexpensively and simply. Because do you really have an hour to make a smoothie bowl or a special meal every single day? No. But there are ways that we can fit in better habits.
Does the old balanced diet approach not work anymore?
It does work. And that's what we always like to come back to. As dietitians, we like to help people to kind of see the simple way of eating. Because if we make things too complicated, we're not going to keep it up. So if you eat more fruits and vegetables, whole foods like nuts and seeds and things like that for snacks, you're really on the right track.
Rachel Trammell, thank you for being with me.
Thanks, Sam.